Tell you what's not affordable is life for many people in Puerto Rico. So I've been reading a little bit about it. Maybe you have too. I have the theory that one of the reasons we've been insufficiently responding to what I think is our obligation to the people of Puerto Rico is because we don't know them, we don't understand them, and we don't see them as similarly classed citizens of the United States. They're citizens, but Lord, their life is different. They don't get to vote for president. They don't get to vote for vice president. They don't get to declare bankruptcy the way we do here. They have very few of the kinds of protections you and I take for granted. So the president says that relief is slow to get there because it's a really big ocean. It is if you're swimming. But if you've got a big old boat and you put stuff on there, it ought to be able to get there quicker. I guess I don't need to worry too much about the motivations, but I am curious a little bit about these people and about their relationship to the United States. You know who knows a little bit about this is Alderman Roberto Maldonado, because actually I don't know that he is. You're not from there, Alderman, are you? You don't actually have family in Puerto Rico, do you?
Well, but no, I was raised in Puerto Rico. I was born in New York, but the day that I arrived to Puerto Rico, it was on my fourth birthday.
How long did you live there?
To Chicago at the age of 27.
Oh, no kidding! So from 4 to 27, you lived in Puerto Rico.
Yes. Absolutely.
And do you still have family or friends there then?
Yes, I do. I mean, both my parents are deceased and both my siblings as well. But I do have cousins and I do have niece, the daughter of my deceased sister. And on my wife's side, which I lost her a year, 8 months and 30 days. She has a huge extended family in Puerto Rico. So we have been able directly or indirectly to communicate with almost everybody, except I have not been able to communicate with my niece.
I've heard that the problem with electricity down there is 90%+ of the island is still without power, and half of the people are without potable water.
That is absolutely true. And, you know, the main problem is, you know, there is a professional baseball stadium in San Juan. It is packed with goods in that ballpark because they don't have means and ways to take them to the towns and cities in the inland, in the deep parts of Puerto Rico, because there is no access. The roads have been destroyed, and that's why we decided on some of the elected officials here and a bunch of coalition of community organizations to host a big fundraiser, but to bring about monetary contributions. So, and the strategy has been to send those dollars to the mayors of those towns, so because they know best how to buy goods and access and deliver them to the people that really need them.
Did you already have that fundraiser, or are you about to have
it?
It was last
Friday. I was very successful. However, we're still accepting donations because on that online site, so I can provide it to you before you let me go.
And yeah, let's do that. So get a number two pencil out, boys and girls, or be ready to type in on your phone whatever the website is we're going to give you or the address, and make a donation. And I like what you're doing, although I'm a little curious about that. If, say, you offered as grants these cash payments to these mayors of these towns, what are they going to do with that? I mean, that doesn't get a Caterpillar tractor or a truck down there to deliver goods to them, right?
Yes, it is true. I mean, I really have not been on the ground up there to really assess the conditions, but the few communications that I have had with some friends, it's really deplorable. So who best to navigate through difficult roads than the elected leaders of the local towns and cities in Puerto Rico? That's the best way to go.
Okay.
The name of the account is in the name of National Boricua Human Rights Network, or you can use the initials of B, N as in Nancy, B as in boy, H, PRN as in Nancy. And so it's the PR, the Puerto Rican Hurricane Relief Fund.
Got it. Okay, I'm going to pass that along again in just a minute. You know, it's sad, Alderman, but most of us don't, at least in my neighborhood, and I think I speak for a lot of people who aren't of your heritage or from that country, we just don't know, or from that territory, we don't really understand Puerto Rico. Here's the wiki on it. I'm just reading now. Puerto Ricans are by law natural-born citizens of the United States and may move freely from the island to the mainland. So there's no, you know, special hoops they have to go through as non-residents to get here. They are U.S. citizens, but they do not have a vote in the United States Congress, which governs the territory with full jurisdiction. American citizens residing on the island are disenfranchised at the national level. They don't vote for president or vice president of the United States. They do get to elect a governor. A 2012 referendum showed 54% of those who voted disagreed with the present form of territorial status. And most recently, 97% of the people who voted said that they want statehood. In early 2017, the Puerto Rican government debt crisis posed serious problems for the government. The outstanding bond debt had climbed to $70 billion. Unemployment is 12.4%, and poverty is 45%. 45% of the people there live in poverty. Do they do not have the benefit of a federal minimum wage, as I understand it? Is that your understanding as well?
Oh, that is correct. The minimum wage in Puerto Rico is below the federal minimum wage, which, you know, is much lower than the one in Illinois. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
Now, but, you know, what you just described is the classical definition of a colony, of a possession of a piece of property owned by the United States. We were imposed because there was no referendum back in 1917, the U.S. citizenship, yet we are treated like second-class citizens. There is no doubt about that. But Puerto Rico, like any other state, the states in the United States, they have the right, the legal right, to file for bankruptcy so that they can restructure their state, their debt at each one of the state, at the state level. We don't have that ability. We are forbidden to file and be adhered under the bankruptcy laws of the United States. So when you ask a bondholder or several bondholders of the holders of those $72 billion in debt, you know, all we're asking is, you know, allow us to restructure the debt so that we can make a lower payment so that we can eventually pay you. And as you know, these are institutional investors. Most of the investors in Puerto Rico are hedge funds, which by definition, interests are much higher. And yet the hedge funds have the ability of agreeing to refinance the debt. They don't want it. And so they rather put a rope on our necks and flush us out like flesh, which is, I don't think is humane, and I don't think is right. And with this crisis that we're going through, some people are saying that in order for us to go back to the way that Puerto Rico was before Maria, before Irma, it will take at least 20 years.
On a phone line is Roberto Maldonado, the 26th Ward Alderman in Chicago. From the age of 4 to 26, he lived in Puerto Rico. That made him a citizen. Then you come to the United States, so then I guess you're still a citizen when you come to the mainland, when you come to Chicago. But now you get to vote for, do you, sir, get to vote for president? You were born in the United States, so I guess you have the same rights as I do. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Just
because of the physical move from Puerto Rico to the United States, and I lived there from the age of 4 to the age of 27.
Okay. So I just want to go back to this article and let you comment on it as you have been, because it's very helpful and interesting to me. Alderman Roberto Maldonado has been coordinating relief efforts for the people in Puerto Rico. It's just funny because, you know, who's next? You had Texas, you had South Florida, not just South Florida. And now Puerto Rico, those are U.S. citizens, by the way. So we're talking to him a little bit about the Territory Island that he lived on for, four from 27 is 23 years. So let me go back to the Wikipedia on this. Do you mind, sir?
Sure.
It says here, Governor Ricardo, is it Rosello?
Rosello, yes.
Is strongly in favor of statehood to help develop the economy there, to help, quote, what he said is, dissolve our 500-year-old colonial dilemma. Colonialism, he says, is not an option. It's a civil rights issue. 3.5 million citizens seek an absolute democracy. The benefits of statehood, he said, would include an additional $10 billion per year in federal funds, the right to vote in presidential elections, higher Social Security and Medicare benefits, and a right for the government agencies and municipalities to file for bankruptcy. You were talking about that. The latter is currently prohibited. Maybe that's why Americans might not want, maybe that's why the Congress doesn't want to include them as the 51st state, because they see it as just a financial drain, you know?
Well, but can I just interject something here? I mean, it has been claimed that we do not pay federal income tax, but we do not pay people that earn income, like federal judges that we have in Puerto Rico. They do pay the local income tax and federal income tax. People that have investments or generate income from federal sources, they also pay income tax. Now, in 2015, the total contribution of Puerto Ricans or Puerto Rico to the U.S. Treasury was $3.5 billion to the U.S. Treasury. Do you know how much it was the contribution of the state of Vermont? $3.2 billion. So even though I don't file a family in Puerto Rico do not file two forms unless they have those federal sources of income, two forms of income taxes, we still generate lots of billions of income to the U.S. Treasury. Everybody in Puerto Rico that works, they contribute to the FICA, Medicare, Social Security, both the employer and the employee. So it's not a freebie.
Do they get benefits? Do you get the same FICA benefits that I do then?
Yes, I get Medicare, Social Security. Now, I don't know how it is prorated based upon the population, and I don't know how other states are treated. But yes, we do our. However, Medicaid just started less than 15 years ago. Medicaid.
Yeah, well, this is what it says. It says other benefits to statehood for Puerto Rico would include increased disability benefits and Medicaid funding, making it sound like they don't get the same, say, Social Security payments or Medicaid funding that a citizen born in Illinois would, as well as the right to vote for president and a federal minimum wage, which the federal minimum wage is kind of a non-starter for a lot of people because many states have higher applicable minimum wages than the Fed, so it doesn't matter. But yeah. I can imagine that would be a boon to the people there if they had a federally supported minimum wage for everybody.
Yeah, but this is a nice intellectual conversation, but the Natural Resources Committee in the Congress of the United States, in the House of Representatives, they would never, ever approve a project to grant statehood to Puerto Rico. You know why? Because the number of U.S. House of Representatives members will remain the same, $435. And so the seats that will be filled in by elected representatives from Puerto Rico will affect those states that have less population than Puerto Rico, because you know that's the way it goes.
Okay.
Who sits in the Natural Resources Committee? Members of the House of Representatives, that they have small population statewide, but they have vast natural resources in the state. So for self-survival interests, I don't think that they will vote to grant us the statehood.
If you want to help the folks in Puerto Rico, they are U.S. citizens. The website is NBHRN, Nancy, Barbara, Henry, Ricardo, Nancy, NBHRN. .com? Is it .com at the end of that, sir?
No, those are the initials, I think, you know, for the name that people can write checks for. But I will be emailing your assistant in a few seconds so that you can run it before the show ends, okay?
Very good. I will pass that along in the next half hour. If this, you have another local fundraiser event, let us know. We'll pass it along on the radio.
Thank you, John. Thank you for your time.
It's nice to talk to you, Roberto. Stay well and stay in touch, okay?
Thank you.
Roberto Maldonado, the 26th Ward alderman in Chicago, from the age of 4 to 26, he tells us, lived in Puerto Rico, has family and friends there still. And some of our listeners do, too. I mean, I guess that's not surprising. I was trading email last night with a woman from Skokie who's in a hotel there. And I won't say she's at her wit's end, but she's about at her wit's end. It's really bizarre what she's going through because, well, she's in a hotel. It's not a hotel experience like any of us are used to. And she says, we have no hope of getting out anytime soon.